وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program for humanity. In this program, we are looking at some human traits that me and you need to get rid of in order for us to maintain our humanity and to become the best servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been exploring this concept of bad moral traits that affects not only a person himself, but also affects those who are around him. And we've mentioned a few so far. One of the evil traits and bad traits that people usually have is the trait of argument. We are constantly arguing. And it's a trait that the Quran have mentioned and spoken about. Because when arguments happens, usually problems rise. And sometimes if the argument is not contained and the argument is not directed in the correct manner, then sometimes it even leads to wars and it leads to bloodshed. And back in the day, this used to happen between nations, and sometimes it happens between even tribes, and even happens between families and family members, and we see families divide and break up based on the fact that the jidal, or argument, as we call it, takes a different form. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt, they do encourage discussion. They do encourage talking. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ تَعَالُوا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَىٰ. Come to a common terms between us and you. But when it comes to argument, Allah says, He calls it jidal. When it comes to jidal and an argument, this is something that Allah does not want me and you to indulge in. So jidal usually happens when a person tries to prove himself correct. And when he sees that it's not going in the right direction, then it just becomes a forward and backwards kind of discussion. And then it escalates and then get heated up. So this is something that we don't want to get to. So sometimes what a person starts to do jidal, trying to show the haq, the truth, when it comes to falsehood. And sometimes it is, you know, trying to defend a person's self. Though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. If you need to prove a point through an argument, make sure that the argument itself, it is in the best form, which means an argument that is not heated, an argument that has no insults, an argument that has no foul language, an argument with a calm voice, an argument that is sound. So basically, discussion in a form of an argument. So you make your case, I make my case. That's how بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So He doesn't want us just to argue for no reason. Obviously, He wants us to argue with correct reasons. He wants us to do the right thing. But if it comes to arguments, then we have to understand that when it comes to arguments, there are laws, regulations, when it comes to arguments, we have to keep in mind that there are laws, regulations, and criteria that we might follow in order for us to have a good discussion, or at least, let's say, a good argument. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that when it comes to arguments, we need to make sure that we argue بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the ways He describes human beings, He describes them by their bad nature sometimes, and sometimes He describes them by their good nature. When it comes to arguments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says it is one of the bad things that human beings do. Allah says in chapter Al-Kahf, verse 54, He says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. There is no creation more than the human being that argues, because we argue about everything. Because sometimes we feel it is a personal attack on myself, that if I don't argue back. If I don't argue back, it's a sign of weakness. If I don't argue back, then I'm losing. That's how the ego, the human being, tried to convince us. Rather, the actual morality of things is that we are meant to leave arguments and fights aside. Even if you are true, you still have to convince yourself that, okay, I'm not going to argue, you're right, you think I'm wrong, okay, I'm wrong, and we'll call it a day. And we end it there, instead of trying to prove ourselves and who's right and who's wrong. So in terms of, as we call, tazkiyatul insan, when one tries to purify himself or make himself look better, usually we get into this arguments and this jidal that is not wanted. Yes, we do have jidal mahmud and jidal madmum, good form of arguments, bad form of arguments, but leaving arguments altogether should be, you know, left aside. So even if we have to classify the good arguments, we have, like I said, it has to be done within certain boundaries. One, it has to be billati hiya ahsan, that which is best. And the other person that you're arguing with, it has to be a person who is actually trying to get to the truth. For example, if you're debating an atheist, debating a person from different school of thought, and he genuinely wants to get to the point and find a solution. Not just because some people, you know, when they argue, they're not there to know the truth. They just want to, you know, kind of rub it in your face, kind of thing, and they would never back down. So with these people, you shouldn't be arguing at all. And also, if you are a person who wants to argue, you gotta make sure that you're a person at least who has knowledge in the topic that you're arguing with. So if I want to argue about Islam, about the Quran, about the Hadith, about different sects, if I'm trying to defend my sect, for example, I have to have knowledge in these things, because sometimes we've seen this a lot online, where people try to debate other religions or other sects, and they have less information. They have like one piece of information and they go with it, and then they get refuted, and then they get put on the spot and they don't know how to answer. They don't know what to respond. And because they can't submit defeat, even if they're right, what they do is they launch an attack, and that just makes them look bad. So that has to be taken into consideration, that you need to have the knowledge as well. You need to have the right references either from the Quran, either from the Sunnah. You have to have the right arguments as well. You have to have the logical, rational arguments, which are found in the books of logic. So you have to do a lot of things. But generally speaking, Islam says when it comes to arguments, try to avoid it. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala ar-rasuli wa ali an-nabiyyil azim.